Chushaving Alatair alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. We're standing in the week, the Parshah in Kabbalah Satoira, and Velech Yid doesn't want to have a chaylik in the Torah. Velech Yid does not want to have a chaylik of Kabbalah Satoira. The Torah this week tells us unbelievable mahalchim vizay Yid can seek him and to be koine shleime Satoira. There's a pusik in Parshas Yisroi. The pusik is in Perek Yidches pusik chuf v'hizhartu eshem esachikim. Yisro is telling Moshe that he should warn Klal Yisroel the chikim v'satoire, and then he adds on something. The pusik says v'idata lehem esaderech yelchiba v'eshamasa asheyasen. This seems to be a double talushin. There seems to be some cryptic message that Yisroi is trying to send to us and to tell Moshe to tell us. So I saw B'Shem the Heilige Tveira Shloime. He says as follows. But before we say was the Tveira Shloime Zukt, let's talk about the Shreklich Avaidus, and I'm saying Avaidus plural, that Klal Yisroel Hagelitten Devach, we lost. First was the Gudel B'Yisruel Hagun Reb Dovid Soloveitchik Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, the Gudel B'Yisruel Hagun Reb Yitzchak Shaina Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, and then somebody who in his own rights was a Gudel B'Yisruel My Feta Reb Shia Tversky Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. And if you look at these three Yidin, all these three Yidin left an unbelievable mark on Klal Yisruel, and all these three Yidin was such an inspiration to Klal Yisroel, but each in their own rights and each in their own camps and for sometimes different type of people. Stellt sich die Kasche, von welch sa daibisch danach es riech? The answer is very simple. Each of these Eliche Yidin, each of these Talmide Chachumim had their own tafkid, had their own calling on this world, what they had to do. And the Eibishter has naches from each of them, and they were mekadoshem shemayim, and they were marish oilemis, each in their own right, because each of them found their calling and did what they were supposed to do. This is was the Tveir Shloim Azuk that Yisro is telling Moshe. Avadi, he says, Moshe, v'ishartem esem esachikim v'satoire. Avadi, you have to warn them, you have to tell them all the rules, and you have to tell them the Torah. But you know what else? V'idatu lehem, tell them esaderech yelchibo. Each individual Yid has a different derech in Avdus Hashem, what the Eibishter wants from him. Klal Yisroel is comprised from a colossal. And we look at Yidin, and sometimes we wonder, is this the derech was the Eibishter will? The answer is absolutely yes. From Yenem Yid, the Eibishter wants that derech. From the other Yid, that's what the Eibishter wants. We have to find our call in life. We have to find what our Shoyrish Neshome is and was the Eibishter will for us. It's not easy. Tzadikim used to talk about this. It's not an easy thing. They said, usually what's the hardest thing for a Yid, that's his tafkid of Dein Welt. Brol Kapunim, there are Yidin that appreciate learning Lomdis. There are Yidin that appreciate learning Bekiyas. Yidin Muslenim, Agude, Medrish, Zugn Tilim, Koili Yingalat, Atsuli Yingalat, Askunim. Klal Yisroel is comprised from different type of people. We are a legion for the Melech Malchei Amluchim. And this is what we have to know. It's not one size fits all. It's not one shade of color for all. We are zusammengestellt, Shishim Ribbe Oisiyas LeToyre, and the Oisiyas are different. We're different. So for starters, we have to understand that don't look with Yenetit. Kigvus is Git Fadir, Mizuk noch von Spala Seide, Leisach mit Eishes Reechu. You shouldn't have a glisting, a chemde for the bren, what your friend has, and say, why can't I be like him? No, you have to be like yourself. And we have to understand and respect and acknowledge that the derech from every Yid is was geder b'shefa nachas riech, and we have to find our own calling, and this is was the Torah zuktens. If we will spend some time just to analyze, vuz is man tafkid, Vus is ma'an shoyrish shuma, and we will perfect ourselves in that. This is vus Yisro zik famoyshev. Hidat alem es aderech yail chibor. Me'mayla de masa sheyasen is going to be lerutzin from heiligen b'shefa, and we will have a fulfilled life, and we'll be doing the rutzin from b'shefa. Agit n'shabes.